Showdown.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansom. We're joined by my daughter producer Sam.
Hello.
What up?
Not much.
I wouldn't call you. Can't call you dog. What would you call like Randy? What would you call?
You
what
can call me
what up, girl?
Just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I get treated differently.
What up, dog?
Yeah, doggett.
Don't have doggett. Thank you, Chuck.
You will.
Hey, we've got a great lineup. We've got Vikings legend Chuck Foreman is with us. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press is with us. We've got sports and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. We've got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to talk about coming to Teddy Bridgewater's serious, very serious injury. Chuck, I don't know if we're – I know Chuck and Jeff have different thoughts of what to do, of who to bring in. Kevin, I haven't heard his thought yet. We'll get that. First, I want to say thank you to Tom Bernard and the Tom Bernard Network for inviting us to be part of the network a year ago July. If you want to weigh in on Teddy or anything or talk to Chuck, 612-313-0289. Thank you to our sponsors. They include Bradshaw and Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, MyPillow.com. Two for the price of one. We'll throw in a T-shirt if you buy and use our promo code The BS Show. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. You get a DUI, know it's someone who did. You're going to need them. They'll get you back on the road. Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, Thomas Brand Homes, and Frontiersman. Walk in, mention The BS Show. Get 5% off a used gun. As I mentioned, joined today by Vikings legend Chuck Foreman, Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, and The Loop Now, at The Loop Now, and business and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. And I'm sure everyone's heard about what happened to Teddy. And I just want to say things I've done. I've talked to some people. I've done some research. And I haven't seen this reported yet, but my understanding is this could be why he dropped to the end of the first round. It wasn't that people were concerned about his arm. I've heard since this injury that teams were scared off that he has thin joints. That when they did their testing on him, they saw that. I mean, they were not potentially something like this could happen. And what happened? A dislocated knee. He has a dislocated knee. He has torn ACL and other structural damage. We don't know the other structural damage. However, in orthopedic injuries, a dislocated knee happens 0.2% of the time. This is a potentially devastating injury.
Absolutely.
And by that,
the only one I can think of in football recently, do you remember Marcus Lattimore, mm-hmm. who for a while was like the best running back in the country in South Carolina?
Yeah, from South Carolina, right.
And I remember working that night and seeing some of the AP photos of his dislocated knee, and he was never the same. His college career was over. He ended up getting drafted by the 49ers and had like a cup of coffee with them, but he was never remembered.
Well, and that's the thing that's a concern. I mean, based on information that, you know, that I've been able to find out and talk to people, I'd say it's more likely than not. It's not just season ending. His career could be over.
Possible.
I mean, it's a horrible injury.
That explains the traumatic reaction to it. Some of the players getting ill.
Yes.
And, you know, immediately getting down in prayer. You don't get down in prayer when someone turns an ankle. So it must have looked pretty catastrophic.
Let me mention that comic Brian Miller is in the house. Brian's joining us. Have you met Chuck Foreman yet?
I have not. Nice to meet you, Chuck.
Brian, and this is Jeff O'Brien. We're doing the introductions here. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press.
It's a very sports-themed show. We have a former Vikings
legend.
Player. Well, always a legend, so you can't say former legend.
Well, and Brian, beyond being hilariously funny, you had some great lines last week. He also is a big sports fan, and that's why I wanted him in with us today. And we're talking about Teddy Bridgewater, and I had just said it could be more than season-ending. It could be career-ending, because you don't often hear, and you mentioned Marcus Lattimore, to come back from this, it's not only is it a matter of getting, you know, and certainly Adrian Peterson showed you can come back from torn ACL, but the knee and what you said, the reason they had to get the ambulance there so quick, a dislocated knee, you risk if there was nerve damage or arterial damage, which they claim there wasn't, he could have lost his lower leg.
Yeah,
I mean, it's that bad.
I read one report saying, you know, credit Eric Sugarman and the Vikings training staff because of the way they handled it when it happened, getting him treatment right away. It sounds like it's bad, but it sounds like it could have been much worse.
Well, and I don't think they vomited like they said because people claim they didn't, but it was distressing.
Well, getting back to the injury to Marcus Lattimore, running back, quarterback, big deal, big difference. I think that whatever's going on with Teddy, I think with the technology, all the stuff that they, you know, you used to have an ACL. You were done. Didn't matter when I played. You were that was it.
Yeah, because they had now because they had it cut in they, and everything. The
now they cut
was
you.
Much more
they don't even cut you. They got that little mm-hmm. thing. You don't even see it. When I played and I saw guys with ACLs, it went all the way down from top of the knee down there. It was crazy.
It was almost sure. a foot long.
Yeah, it was like Gale, like Gale Sayers' various.
Yeah, and so. I think now with all the things that they can do and the technique, you know, because guys go get knee replacements now. And
he may need a knee replacement.
That might work better for him.
If I'm not mistaken, when Lattimore had his dislocated knee, I think it was also non-contact. I think he was just cutting mm-hmm. and just collapsed.
But what I'm saying to you is it's going to be a difference, you know, when, being a running back and all the cuts you got to make, being a quarterback. You don't have to do too much. I don't know. We have
he
to
had
wait
one
and see.
Move Sunday against
yeah,
the
that
Chargers.
Was a great move, right?
So
that,
the guy's
maybe
jock strap
what,
is still
maybe
on
that's
the
what
ground.
Threw everything off. Yeah, that was a heck of a move.
That was probably right. The best running move I've ever seen him make. And lo and behold, this happens a couple days later.
Do you think with that move, maybe he might have
could
loosened
tweaked
some
something.
Things up?
But that's the thing. At a minimum, whether it's career-ending or not, this is a severely right. career-altering. He will never be quite the same. I mean, look at Dante Culpepper, who was one of the best quarterbacks in the league until his bad knee injury, and that took away
the mobility.
All of his extra,
yeah.
extra you know, skills or whatever and brought him back down, and his career was never the same. Robert Griffin III, who got battered his yeah. rookie year in the NFL, hurt the knee. He hasn't been the same.
I think with Robert Griffin, though, they took a great athlete who played quarterback and tried to make him a drop-back quarterback instead of letting him
do
what he did, what he does best. They tried to make him into something else, and they destroyed him. You had they let him, like his first year he played, he was playing like he played when he was at Baylor.
But he wasn't as fast, though. That's the one
no,
thing.
No, but what I'm saying, when he came into the league,
sure,
you know, but... Yeah, but when you run in a 4.3 and you run in a 4.5, it don't matter.
Now Chuck, I want to go because we talked before the show. Your choice to be the Vikings quarterback, the guy you mentioned is a free agent. They don't right. have to trade for him. They could just pick up the phone and he would likely be here.
Here's my whole thing. Okay, everybody say, oh, this season's over. It's not over. It's just starting. And the good thing about it, if there's anything good about it, is the fact that everybody's 0-0. Now what you got to have, since we've got a great defense, we've got some great special teams, we've got all the talent. We got Adrian Peterson, of course. And what was the guy's name?
Trent Dilfer. For the Ravens.
Excuse me. With the Ravens that time when they had Lewis as the running back, and all he had to do was manage the offense mm-hmm. because they had that great defense.
Not screw up.
Yeah, just don't screw up. And all we got to do is get somebody in here that can do that because we got the receivers, we got the running backs. I see the offensive line improving.
That defense is not a Ravens defense yet, though.
It's darn good. It's a darn good defense.
It's a playmaking defense.
You know what I mean? I think they got it going on over
so your
there.
Guy
they're
is
as good as any defense. Colin Kaepernick.
You switched on me.
What? I say Luke McCown.
Who did I say?
I thought you liked Michael Vick.
Oh yeah, I do like Michael Vick too.
But he's a free agent.
But, oh yeah, you Michael Vick. I think you come in and do it. Don't misunderstand me. I'm sorry. We did talk earlier, but yeah, Michael Vick is right up there. My first two. If they can't get Kaepernick, I think they should go after Vic.
Well, Kaepernick's a tough one. There's a story yeah. out here where 90 to 95% of the GMs think he's toxic. And this, Brian, wow. I want to go to you with Kaepernick's name here. How many jokes have you written about Colin Kaepernick in the last day or two?
Quite a few.
Can you give us one of the ones you particularly
like? Well, I have a question. So do they stop selling beer during the national anthem?
I don't think yeah, they
actually,
sell
I don't think they do.
Actually, they probably do in the bowls of stadiums.
In the seating area, that's my thought. If you can still sell a beer, you can sit down. I mean, I don't understand. Is it a holy ritual or is it a thing we kind of ignore unless we're just getting to the game? So that's my thought. I don't know. I'm thinking, isn't there a spare McCown lying around for us? A Trevor, a Steve, or a Bill? Like, there's a ton of McCowns playing quarterbacks.
Yeah. T.J. Yates is a name I saw. And, you know, T.J. Yates used to be with the Texans.
Yeah.
He actually started a playoff game for the Texans when they were down to, like, their fourth
quarter. Didn't go well.
Yeah, would you say his name was T.J. Yates?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't know about him. He can't come.
No, I don't think
the
he's
thing the... about Kaepernick is it was so fitting that he was sitting for the anthem because he's going to be sitting
for
the whole rest of the season, pretty much.
He may not even be active.
His game is so messed up.
How do you go from being that kind of a player? You know that when he was that good 1 year, and then the next year you come back and you're just...
I think defense has adjusted to him, and he didn't
readjust to that. I think it's coaching.
Could be, yeah.
Well, keep in mind, this guy only started practicing if he had a tired arm. Do you want to bring in a guy who's got a tired arm to start training camp?
I'll tell you right now, if the Vikings are going to finish above 500 and contend for a playoff thing, the quarterback who's going to do that is Sean Hill.
No.
He is the only possibility that is going to thrive. He's the only one, I think, that can
really... He knows the system.
He can game manage, as you were saying, like Trent Dilfer.
Okay.
Who could be Trent Dilfer for them? I think Sean Hill could be Trent Dilfer.
I don't think someone new coming in is going to have any sort of success.
I agree, it's too short term. I agree with Kevin on this, and I'll base my opinion on a phone call I had yesterday afternoon with Tommy Kramer, who, you know, has had an ACL injury and has actually been in a similar situation in 77 when Fran broke his leg. He and Bob Lee platooned the rest of the year to get you guys to the championship
because you had the talent, the mud in Los Angeles
because you had all the talent around you.
Yeah.
But Tommy said it's Sean Hill. He said he's a veteran. He's been through the OTAs. He's been through camp. He knows the system.
He knows the whole playbook.
I mean, I think we're talking at least through the bye week.
He's a smart guy.
At least through the bye week, Sean Hill is
the quarterback because
he knows the system.
Why not Tommy? He's only a year or two older than Sean Hill.
I'm surprised how quickly the Favre talk started yesterday.
Well, I'm sure he started. He probably leaned out his window.
He looked pretty good in his commercial last week.
He has free time now because he's already changed the game in shaving. So he can.
And you see him with his new back brace on that he's advertising?
Yes, the copper.
The copper. Yeah.
I've seen all the whole array of Favre. I've already heard the Peyton Manning angle shot down, too.
Well, if he's going to go anywhere,
he goes back to Denver where they could use him.
Yeah. Right.
What they have is probably better. But Sean Hill,
you know, when you sit down and think about it, because where did he start? In Detroit, was it?
His original team.
He was with the Rams. He was with Detroit.
I know, but what team was it? I think it was Detroit. He started and did pretty good with those
guys. It was Detroit. Yeah.
So, you know, and the good thing is we got a guy number 28. And I know he's a workout freak, and I know he's different than anybody else. And when it comes to being physical, the guy works out. He looks like he looks great. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're not playing him in the preseason, which is good. They're going to have to play him this weekend to get him going.
Especially on the field because there was some issues. Yeah. A couple of the Chargers got hurt. He started out with the Vikings, by the way.
I thought he did start out with the Vikings, 2005.
Right.
And by the way, the way I describe Adrian Peterson to people is he's Chuck Foreman without the hands.
Yeah, if he had your hands,
it would be a much better.
But you know what? I'll take him like he is. As long as he's at the top of his game, he's the best around. So that's the good thing we have going on. We got this great, great running back. Now all he's got to do is hold on to the ball. You see what I'm doing? They can't see it out there, but you know what I'm doing.
Just hold on to the ball
and just let him go.
You know what? And this is – it's like if we were sitting with someone like Jerry Rice. Chuck is using his hands to express himself. I'm looking at magic hands because you didn't drop anything and you were – if not the, and I would put you up in the, one of the top all-around running backs in the history of the NFL because of your ability to catch the ball and run the ball.
Yeah, but we don't get noticed, though. If you're one-dimensional, you can be all everything. If you're multi-dimensional, you get to be nothing.
But if you didn't have the hands, Bud would have run you more. But he knew he could get you involved in the passing game.
I'm glad he didn't, though.
Early 70s.
Because I see some of the guys I played with and against, and they can't even walk at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't. And if you were one of those physical guys that was running over people and what was the term? They used to call you, he's a stud horse. That was the term, which means he was tough and he'd run you over. But now they can't even, they don't even know where they are.
There's no Larry Zonka's really.
Larry Zonka's, you know.
That's how they make glue.
Yeah.
Former stud horses.
But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, and then you see some of my former, I'm like, man, you just can't.
The early 70s, Chuck was the greatest running back in the NFL who never went on to kill anybody.
That is a great way to describe it.
Wow. Bio. That's the top of your bio right
that
there.
Is the, that is.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
That's crazy.
Wait a minute. Who did Gail Sayers ever?
No, Sayers was already.
Sayers was already retired.
Yeah. By then.
No, I've always said that a big reason why Fran Tarkenton held all those career passing marks was the guy sitting next to me here and the ability to catch a ball and run with it.
And it wasn't only the ability to catch. He could catch a ball in a bad position. And all of a sudden, pirouette, and all of a sudden, getting away from the first defender, getting away from the first contact.
While we're embarrassing him, the only reason, and this is what this is where a running back with the skill set that Chuck had gets screwed in Hall of Fame talk, because he didn't put up the 1,800-yard rushing age. But if you look at his numbers, he had better than that most years between the combined rushing and receiving. Right. And they don't look at that.
He was about a decade ahead of his time.
If he was playing
in the 80s, he'd already be in Canton.
Well, it'd be like, you know, that LaDainian Tomlinson did the same thing you did.
Right. But you see,
and Marshall Faulk, too.
Roger Craig, I think, is a good parallel.
But the difference between, in my opinion anyway, okay, catching the ball in the backfield is one thing. But when they put you in the slot and put you outside, because I could have played – I played wide receiver.
You in college.
Yeah, I played wide receiver. I played slot. I played
– DB?
Deep corner, anything. Because when I got here, you guys don't know, they asked me where I wanted to play. Corner, wide receiver, or running back.
I got a feeling they're going to put you at running back. They were just being nice.
Anyway, so I told them running back, and I called home and talk to my friends down there, and they were saying, "Are you nuts? Why don't you play wide receiver? You won't take as much pounding. Why don't you play corner? You would have been a corner." I said, "Well, I chose running back. I'm glad I did."
Oh, you had a hell of a career.
Yeah, and I had some great guys right in front of me that I came: Oscar Reed, Bill Brown, and Dave Osborne. Couldn't have better people teaching you.
And you had in front of you, you had two guys now in the Hall of Fame, and one who should be, and Ed White.
Yeah, Ed White.
Mick Tinglehoff and Ron Yary were up there.
Yep, and Ed White, he was the glue that held together, because when he left, I cried. I did. I really did, because I knew it was over.
Hey, you know, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Vikings legend Chuck Foreman, comic legend Brian Miller. Kevin Cusick.
Oh, man, not even a prefix.
At the Loop Now legend, Kevin Cusick. Right. Sports and Leisure attorney legend, Jeff Harper. No, I mean, I'm not going to diminish Chuck. He was a Vikings legend.
There's only one Chuck Foreman here at the table.
Yeah, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more. Actually, I do want to know if you can share, because I know you're loaded with Kaepernick stuff.
All right, I'll try to think of them. I got him to Kostakia in the pipeline.
Now, can you use any of the Kostakia?
Has he used it yet? I tell you what, I figured out how he can apologize to everyone. He should get the national anthem tattooed on him somewhere.
He doesn't have room.
He'll find somewhere inside his cheek.
Right. He doesn't have room.
Yeah, that's what I think you should do.
Do it that way.
Show his dedication.
And what also, Brian could tell us, you do the quick takes with Kostakia. And I'm not even going to attempt his last name.
Economopoulos. It took me a while to learn, too.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a big deal. And actually, Kevin does the loop for the Pioneer Press. It's sort of the same thing, a lot of one-liners. So you two should
probably
talk.
Probably cleaner.
Yours is clean. It has to be. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. And also, a little bit later, we're going to get Kelly in Vegas on. And all of you, I want to get you to talk to her, too. She's going to give us her picks. I want to see what she thinks of the Gophers and what it's done to the line. I know it's affected it. This Teddy Bridgewater injury has impacted the Super Bowl line for the Vikings. We'll be right back.
Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do, because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use
use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951. We are back. Vikings legend Chuck Foreman. You know, Sam was telling me, because I think I had described you as what do you guys prefer, comic or comedian?
Either way.
We kind of had a debate about it, because on our morning show, we call you Comedian Brian Miller, and he says Comic Brian
Miller.
He's
a comic. Comic slash comedian, Brian Miller.
I have so many people who call me so many different worse things that I'll take either of those two.
Kevin Chusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop Now. Business and Leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. Now, because I'm fascinated by this, Chuck had asked you, I had no idea, Vikings punter Greg Coleman's son is a comic or comedian.
Also named Greg Coleman, Greg Coleman Jr.
And you said he's funny.
He's a very funny guy. Yeah, he's an MC down at Acme.
How old is he? Is he 20s? He's got it.
No, he's about 30.
Is he?
I think about 30. Yeah.
He was a radio DJ for a while. Yeah. So he came in with real good on-mic experience, but very funny guy.
I didn't know it until Greg told me.
You told us. You got to tell people what he did the other night, his little thing on stage.
Oh, it's hilarious. He brought up I'll censor it a little bit. He brought up his chair on stage, and he sat through the national anthem. And people were whooping and reacting. You know, it took a minute or two. But then everybody was reacting, and then at the end of the song, he got back up, and he leaned on the microphone, and he says, well, none of you guys stood either.
He didn't say guys.
Well, no. He got a nice reaction, though. It was funny. He's a very funny guy. Yeah. Check him out.
Now, when do you travel again? Or when do you are you in town for a while?
I'm going to my grandma's 90th birthday party
next
week.
Well, that's good. You're going to perform there.
No. I don't want to kill grandma. I'm going to see him trying to make her to 91, you know? I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin at the end of the month, and I'm going to Minot, North Dakota for two big shows with Kostaki
in October. Oh, that'll be fun. Both of you guys are very funny.
Yeah, we travel together when he does his special event stuff.
Where does he live?
He lives in New York City.
Okay. Yeah. He's very good. Now, Chuck, you had I know you really like the defense, but now what does this do for AP? How much more does he become – I mean, is he just – did he keep shoveling the ball a lot more?
They're certainly – well, the good thing is – they got two backs they can shovel to now because, you know, McKinnon's looking pretty darn good. But I'm going to concentrate on the run. With Sean Hill, I you know, like, he's been performing pretty good in the preseason. And I was thinking about maybe replace. I didn't know if he'd go, but let's say it's a wait see on him. But I'm saying he can. All he needs to do is drive the bus. He doesn't need to do anything other than that. If he can do that, hand the ball to AP. That defense, I'm thinking. You know, you were saying that they aren't as good as the Raven defense back when Dilfer was playing. But you know what? They're one of the top two defenses now. Well, in my opinion.
That Raven defense, but historically, it was the Bears, the Ravens, and the Bucks were the three best.
Yeah.
Now that
our defense today, in this game today, can play with any of them. All they got to do is stay healthy. If they can continue to do that, keep us in the game, and Sean can just manage the game, hand the ball off to 28, dump that ball off to the tight end, and, you know, hey, Diggs
Rudolph
is looking great.
Rudolph becomes
bigger. Diggs becomes big. He's shown us that he's getting better and better. And then the rookie, and then we got Johnson. I think we got a lot of things in place, and all they got to do is just don't turn the ball over and make it difficult to win.
Game management.
There you go.
And keep Sean Hill upright.
Well, and the intangible.
And we forgot about the offensive line. They got to be better.
The focus is on them even more. And how quickly Hill was pulled out of the starting lineup for tomorrow night's game.
Yeah.
They're going to put him in bubble wrap.
Hell, I'd start Brad
Sorensen. They're going to have him in bubble wrap walking around Winter Park for the next week and a half.
So who do you think they'll bring in? Because we lost the one quarterback, our third team.
Well, you brought him back, Brad Sorensen.
Yep. Yeah, they just re-signed
him. Oh, Tyler Heinicke you're talking about.
The Heinicke, yeah.
Well, he's not supposed ready to
be back.
But he's not going to be back anyway, but
Sorensen?
That's the guy they cut on Monday and brought him back yesterday after the injury.
Oh, I didn't even know he was on the team.
Yeah, they're going to bring in a veteran sometime in the next couple days.
You have to have a veteran as a backup for this.
Because what happens if Hill gets hurt?
Yeah.
And the question is going to be, do they really shoot high and bring in a guy that they're expecting to start, let's say a Kaepernick?
No.
Or do they shoot lower someone like a T.J. Yates or one of the McCowns?
Well, why not get that they expect to be
a backup?
Michael Vick. He's better than
Michael
those
Vick's
guys.
A free agent. Why not bring him in and talk to him and see how he performs?
Exactly. Those guys you mentioned, I hadn't even heard of them, except for they tried to play one game.
The good news is, as long as if our quarterback plays not so good, maybe Blair Walsh won't be able to kick from inside 20. He's great from 40.
Good point.
You know, we don't need to get too close. It's bad for us.
That's a great point. It could be
the way Twitter. The way Twitter exploded the game against Seattle, the exhibition game, when he hit a 27-yard field goal was like one of the big trending items that night.
Yeah.
That he made.
Well, because he makes the exact same distance that he made it from. I still blame the holder for having the laces in.
No, man, come on. All they got to do is kick the ball.
But come it was minus
they
zero.
They got to do one thing.
The holder has to do one thing.
And
put
just
the ball
kick
down.
The ball.
The holder has to get the ball down with the laces out.
First of all, I never looked at kickers as football players anyway. In my opinion. They just kick. They don't play football.
Do you still get Christmas cards from Fred Cox?
Well, Fred was an athlete, though. He was a good running back at Pitt. You know that.
So he was
cool.
Yeah, but that was back in the 50s.
And
where he was.
And I would now think you had more respect for the guys who kicked straight on.
Nothing like that. But I'm just saying, Fred used to come practice with us. He practiced. You know what I mean? Now these guys, you come to practice, all they do is sit over there and cross their legs and maybe kick the ball here and there.
Well, Greg Coleman during practice used to basically play the part of the official who'd run out and get the ball and make sure it's clean and put it down again. Yeah. So he always took part in practice. Greg's a pretty the one thing when you say, because Greg Coleman's a very, very nice man, but I've never seen him exhibit the sense of humor that his son apparently has.
Greg's a nice guy. Did you know Greg was a world-class hurler at Florida A&M?
I vaguely have a recollection when I first started covering. He was a hell of an athlete.
When he came up here and we were seeing him and he was running patterns for the scout team, and boy, we were saying, man, look at it. And they didn't try him at wide receiver.
They never did, though. We didn't have the hands.
Was there a hands issue?
No.
Yeah, okay.
All right, no.
Alligator
but anyway,
arms.
But anyway, he's a hell of an athlete, Greg Coleman.
You know what, let's take another quick break because we're going to come back with Kelly in Vegas, and I want to get – she's going to give us some of her thoughts on not just the Vikings but the Gophers and some games. College football starts in earnest this weekend, which is it's way too soon as far as I'm concerned. But Chuck Foreman, we'll be right back with him, and Brian Miller, Kevin Cusick, and Jeff O'Brien. We'll be back in a moment. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer. And we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the BSblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Vikings legend Chuck Foreman is with us, comedian and comic, Brian Miller.
I'm both.
Comic-comedian.
Two and one.
Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the Loop Now, sports and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien, and I am thrilled to say back with us and brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza, 12 locations, new one in Maple Grove, Kelly in Vegas. Kelly, I've been looking forward to this for a long time because it's been lonely without you when it's not football. I'm glad we can talk again.
I know. It's been a really long off season. I've been counting down the days since about mid-April of when football was finally going to kick off, and now it's here.
And now, first thing I got to ask you, how did the odds move on the Vikings for the Super Bowl after Teddy Bridgewater's injury? Because I saw something. They moved into at least one hotel.
You know what's crazy is that I had just told my buddy, I go, watch out for Dak Prescott. I go, this Cowboys team is going to be so much better without Tony Romo. And then I got the text from him going, what we had predicted, those two to be playing one another. And he's like, you won't believe it, because he lives in Minneapolis. He goes, you won't believe it, Teddy just got carted off at practice. And I was like, what? I was like, this is why I don't bet futures bets. So I'll have to look real quick and get back to you on that. Because I don't bet futures, I didn't look to see how much it moved.
One hotel went from 20 to 1 to 30 to 1 immediately.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. The Cowboys did the same thing. I believe they went from 17 to 1 to 30 to 1 when Tony Romo was announced out.
Now, first of all, Kelly, I want to, for people who, because we have a lot more listeners than last year, we had a great number last year, but this year, please tell people how they can get in touch with you, and you have a service that you offer, and how they can, you know, they can bet through you.
Well, unfortunately, they can't bet through me.
No, I'm sorry, get tips from you.
It's kind of a common misconception, but we do run a proxy service out here that if you wanted to enter any of the Las Vegas-based contests, for example, the one at the Golden Nugget, the Super Contest, William Hill's even offering a college football pick'em this year, which has really generated a lot of hype around town. You know, people fly into Vegas, you sign up, and basically you've got 17 weeks of the NFL season that you can essentially... You're betting on games. You're not physically betting money, but you paid for the contest. You're getting to play anywhere from 5 to 7 games a week. So for those that don't live here, it gives them a little bit of action.
Which is pretty darn good. And they can also find you at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter. Your website is kellyinvegas.com, correct?
Yep, kellyinvegas.com. You can also find me on Vegas Insider. I'm back with those guys again for a second season. Super excited. We just did actually a K-State preview this morning. Had a fun little interview with Brian Edwards from over there. And then this year, I'm actually excited to announce that I'm doing some stuff with CBS Sportsline. So.
Good for you.
Lots of fun stuff going on this year. They're going to keep me busy. I do have an update for you. You are correct. The Westgate Superbook has the Vikings at 30-1.
Okay, so it did move 10 percentage points. Now, also, anything you did some stuff for Playboy Channel, too. Anything new with that?
So I haven't really got anything back from those guys yet.
Bastards.
I know that they really start in the heart of the NFL season, and we do some NFL picks.
Heart?
Next couple weeks, I expect to hopefully get back on with those guys.
Now, okay, well, that's great because we want to keep people updated on that. But give us the games you really like this weekend, and please tell me what you think of the Gophers. Now, people are getting a little excited about the Gophers here. I don't get it.
They are. I think a lot of people are excited about the Gophers. I don't know. I might have messaged you over the summer, but did you hear who the new associate AD for Kansas State is?
Yes.
Yeah, I was really excited
Former
to hear.
Gophers coach.
Coach Kill,
Jerry Kill.
Yep. I was very excited to hear that. I think he's going to be really helpful for Bill Snyder with our problematic athletic director. So hopefully he's a good intermediary for us. But I am actually kind of hyped on the Gophers. I think that Mitch Leitner, you know, we like to say good things about Mitch when he's great to us and bad things about Mitch when he makes big-time mistakes. But I think he's going to have a better year. I think that you guys have a good opening game with, for lack of the better words. You know, last year this Oregon State team was not any good. They were 2-10.
Yep.
13-point favorites. I think you guys can win this game by 2 touchdowns easy.
Oh.
I actually made the game 17. You know, I don't love the game, but I do love the Gophers. I've kind of adopted them as my other favorite team to cheer for. I believe somebody yesterday compared them to Kansas State. I was doing an interview.
That's why you love them.
And actually, I started to laugh, and I go, oh, my God, maybe that's why I really love this team. They just have that run that same tile of run-and-gun offense, burn the clock. They're not real flashy, but you know what? They get the job done.
Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN, is picking the Gophers to make the Big Ten championship game, to win the West.
I love it. You know what?
Which I don't know what he's been drinking, but
I just looked up. I had to look up another stat, and also a reason why I love them. They're on a 13-6 against the spread run, so that might also have something to do with it.
It's incredible around the country what people are thinking of this Gopher team, because I don't think much
Big
of it.
Big Ten title game, I don't think.
Well,
so.
You know what? Let me ask you this, because Chuck played at Miami. What do you think of Miami this year?
You know, I think a lot of people are really high in Miami. I just saw that they had another injury. It looked like a Miami fan tweeted to put Kaya in a bubble. I believe it was their defensive end broke his hand. I saw it on Twitter this morning. I didn't get a chance to really read into it. I'm not high on this Miami team. I actually think North Carolina has a good shot to win the ACC this year. I think Miami's Miami. I think they've been overhyped since they were good in the 90s. So it's kind of where I'm at with them. I've never...
Defend your
I've
alma mater.
I've never fallen in love with the popular teams. Let's put it that way. I don't fall in love with the popular teams for a reason.
Well, Chuck's a little...
I'm a little irritated.
I think
on
you heard Chuck a little on
but
that
But that's
one.
Okay. She's entitled to her opinion. Now, I happen to know different. It's all about when you play. Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Now, how about another game or two that you like that for people to keep an eye on?
You know, an interesting game. As soon as the line came out on this one, I immediately circled Tulane at Wake Forest. I'm looking at this going 17 points. In what world does Wake Forest deserve to be 2.5 touchdowns better than anybody? It was really shocking to me. I know Tulane's got some issues themselves, but it's still Wake Forest. I gotta bet Tulane on that one. Another, you know, big SEC game that people are looking at early on is South Carolina at Vandy. I'm not a big fan of Will Muschamp. I never have been. It looks like a lot of people love Vandy, though. So whenever it seems that everybody I know loves a side, it always makes me look at the other side. I know that both teams lost quite a few starters. Vandy gets, you know, 3.5 points just because the game's at home. But I think that's more than they deserve. They're 1-5 in their last 6 home openers. I think South Carolina might give them a run for their money.
What's the line on the big game at Lambeau, LSU and Wisconsin?
It's 10. So I was just looking at that game this morning because we're doing some Saturday previews this afternoon, and I don't know how I feel about that game. I know last year Wisconsin embarrassed me. That was the side that I was on, and I was, you know, pretty upset with them, but I think the game's going to be a little bit closer this year. I mean, so it's the third game that they played versus an SEC team in a row. I mean, they just – I don't know how to say it because I hate when people are like, oh, well, it's an SEC team. Of course they're going to beat a Big Ten team, which is kind of, you know, the, as I like to say on Twitter, the SEC myth or the SEC bias.
Well, you've also got the factor of what will be an absolute carnival atmosphere – at
I agree. You have to take that into account. I mean, technically, it isn't a neutral field, so it's when it comes to a betting perspective, you have to look at that. But it is in Wisconsin. We're talking about the Tigers, who have 18 starters returning. Leonard Fournette, who's a beast. I think it's too many points, but it's hard for me to say that I can back the Badgers here, just given recent history.
Well, I think there's a lot of people around here who would agree with you on that one.
One thing I heard about that game is there's a ton of Louisiana people driving up.
Really?
Because LSU travels great to begin with, but for the novelty of going to a game at Lambeau Field, there'll be a surprisingly large contingent. But there's a ton of games this weekend, a lot of great matchups.
Well, you know, that's something you have to consider, too. Whenever Week 1 college football lines come out, like mid-July, that gives the bookmakers 6 to 8 weeks to, A, adjust the lines, and, B, they've had all this time to make those lines. Week 2, I feel like I do much better. In Week 1, I always tend to tread lightly on games unless something really sticks out to me. Just because these guys have so much information. True, we haven't seen these guys play since, you know, most of them December, sometimes January. And, you know, you have a handful of new coaches, you have a handful of new quarterbacks, new offensive lines, things like that you have to take into account. So Week 1, I always tend to go pretty easy. Gun to head, I would have to probably bet Wisconsin in this one, but I only for the, you know, the fact that 10 points is quite a bit for a game in Lambeau for me.
And speaking of gun to head, if you need a used gun, go to the Frontiers and mention the BS show, get 5% off. Anyway,
there you go.
Now, Kelly, last year, I had my draft already, but last year you gave a great, is there a K-State fantasy player of the year like Tyler Lockett was last year? And I think he's going to be a great pickup for people this year, too.
I already did pick him up. I'm only doing a couple of fantasy leagues this year because last year I was entirely overwhelmed, and I'm ashamed to admit that I got a hate email because I thought I had set my lineup for my phone for one of them, and I must have not clicked saved, or I must have gotten a phone call and not finished it, and I was in fifth, and I was playing the guy in third, so the guy in first was pretty mad at me. He thought I purposely did not set my lineup.
Oh.
So this year, I was like, you know what? I'm only doing a couple big money leagues and then the same league I've been in for years. But no, K-State, I mean, the only guy that we had drafted this year was Cody Whitehair. He was one of the centers that went to the Bears. He was Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year, I believe. His junior year, kid's a stud. But as far as anyone else goes, Tyler Lockett's it. Darren Sproles is always a good late pickup if you can get him. I know we'll still see some special teams from him and hopefully some goal line situations. But unfortunately, I don't feel like you can start him. I feel like he's got to be, if, you know, an emergency situation if one of your other players gets hurt, just because he does play, but it seems to be far and few between from what I think he probably deserves.
Well, again, if I could get – I wanted Lockett. I didn't get him, but maybe I could do a trade for him. Kelly, it's always great talking to you. Kelly in Vegas, we're going to look forward to talking to you every Wednesday. And thank you for that, and I look forward to talking to you. And I look forward to hearing, you know, updating us on where you're going to be and what, you know, where we could find you on TV and also online. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you soon. And you know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll BS a while, then we'll take another break. We'll talk to psychic Ruth Lorden. And, well, I want to find out what she thinks, who's going to be the next quarterback. We'll have to ask her that. But I want to talk to Brian also about
how that bet of money's going.
Yes, how the bet of money is going. Did you find it?
Well, here's what I did. I laid in bed all week long waiting for the money, and it hasn't showed up yet. But
I'm
not giving it up.
Ruth said that he would see a money. He's in bed and there's a lot of money coming around him.
Yeah.
She's seeing him hitting it big.
Fingers crossed.
It's but you got to get out of bed to maybe make it. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe it was more of like a metaphor. Yeah. One of them figurative statements.
All right, we'll be right back with comic comedian Brian Miller.
Money bed owner.
This one's easy. Vikings legend Chuck Foreman. Kevin Cusick, PioneerPressTwinCities.com, at the loop now.
What are you, a comedian?
Iconic Kevin Cusick. Yeah, that's right. And sports and leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien. Thank you again to Kelly in Vegas and Chanticleer Pizza. And we will we'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com
or call 952-224-7050, 952-224-7050, and that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
I'm not your stepping stone.
Now, Kevin, that was your choice, right? This music?
Actually, no.
Whose choice was this? Jeff or who? This is such a subtle thing. Who's the stepping stone? Stepping stone to being the starting quarterback. Oh, all right.
But it's been several weeks since we've heard the commie song.
I know.
They're singing so much.
Go West by the Pet Shop Boys.
It starts off like it's a communist song.
It sounds like the Soviet national anthem.
It does. When it starts.
Would Colin Kaepernick stand for that?
He might.
I don't know what he'd stand for. He'd stand for anything, that guy.
I think Colin Kaepernick will stand for anyone that will employ him after he's cut in the next couple
okay.
of weeks.
Okay. Does this not sound like a commie song?
Sounds like a Russian figure skaters anthem.
Thank you.
Someone should do a double Lutz.
Sounds like a funeral march to me.
It doesn't sound great, but now, all right, now, Chuck, I wanted to just ask you about this. When you played, didn't you have to, you guys had to stand on the side, right, all in a straight line on the sideline,
right,
with helmets under one arm?
Helmets under one arm. Your white socks could only be so far up your leg. It looked uniform. It looked good, too, by the way.
It did look good.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked like... It looked really good. It's one of the things Bud did that I really liked. You know, everybody was in uniform and, you know.
It showed respect for the flag
and all that, which I agree with 100%.
Well, the problem, I said it earlier in the week, the problem I have is he went after...
He went after the police.
Well, he went after the police, and he said. But you know what? Many of the issues with the police have been shown, or the shootings have been shown to not be the way they originally were depicted. Now, had he gone after violence in America, that would be a little bit different.
I don't know what police videos you're looking at, but the ones I see are way out of line. In fact, police like that have no place on the force.
I firmly believe, Bob, that I think.
The way, you know, you have some policemen that are dressed in these, like these...
Kevlar vests?
No, they should have those. But I'm just saying, camouflage, well, not camouflage, but you know...
They look like military.
Look like military. When you got that dress like that and you know, all that kind of stuff, I think you present yourself like that.
Yes.
And I think that when you do, I think that, first of all, change the dress of the policeman. Let them wear a tie. Let them do that kind of thing. I don't want to see my policeman with these...
The baggy pants
and the pockets in there, like they got 100 rounds of ammunition in there. And then they take on that attitude, in my opinion.
I think the weird confluence we have is we've asked the police to do two completely different things.
Right.
We put them in like SWAT team members.
Right.
We give them war on terror guns.
Right.
But
right.
then we also say raise revenue by pulling over as many people
as you can
to jack up the city coffers.
Exactly.
And so you basically then get a SWAT team handing out parking tickets,
right.
and eventually that's going to have a cross section.
And I know
that's
this, but well, look, you have guys that are in the police car that should be in the neighborhood. Okay, they present themselves a certain way. Now, if there's something serious, then you have those guys in a different place, and you get on the phone, hey, look, we got some crazies out here. Come on out. That's how you do it. The guys that are in the cars, and they jump out with their black stuff on, try to intimidate you and all that kind of stuff, and then when they come up, you know why I stopped you? Well, I'm hoping you tell me.
Let me guess.
Chuck, now, because Philip Wise has talked about
this.
Where, have you been pulled over just because you happen to portray yourself a little bit differently?
I've been pulled over.
In Minnesota, too, all over?
Yeah. No,
I would assume you're consistently driving a really nice car.
Though. I'm driving my car, and I got pulled over, and this the way they present. Not all,
but
I'm,
once they see your license and see who you are, suddenly they change, right? Their attitude changes.
Sometimes, but I'm just saying, you know, majority of guys are pretty cool. You know what I mean? But then you get those guys that are just like, this is totally disrespectful. You know, to me, it's like police are to protect and serve, not to intimidate and make you upset. You know, and so when I get those kind of guys, you know, it's like, dang, how'd he even get on the force? Because now, you look, man, these guys got a tough job, a damn tough job. You know, and so what I'm saying is you got to be a little more, when you're choosing the guys that are going to be policemen, they got to be above or cut above everybody else. They got
the system depends on the fact that when a cop screws up,
mm-hmm.
either innocently
right.
just screwing up
right.
or bad
we all mess up, right.
they have to be held accountable.
Right.
And what's happened is in too many of these cases, yeah. cops have gotten off on loopholes
yeah.
and stuff like that. If bad cops are not held accountable,
right.
like the guys in Chicago
yeah.
who pumped 30 bullets into the one guy claiming he was coming at the car and he wasn't.
Car, right.
If you don't
shooting
hold those cops to account, the whole system
yeah.
falls
See,
apart.
And that's what I'm saying. There's too many good policemen out there that are getting judged by these jerks that they have on. Then some of my yep. friends that are policemen tell me, you know, they got guys on the force that if they had their way, they'd get rid of them
mm-hmm.
because of their attitudes and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a tough, tough job. And you know, hey, man.
But they're obviously having a tough time vetting it on the front end.
Right.
Especially in a lot of these smaller towns.
Right.
But you certainly have to vet it on the back end
mm-hmm.
after there's an incident.
I got pulled over one time in my hometown. This guy I went to college, I went to high school with. Now, he was a guy that, anyway.
He wasn't your backup, wasn't he? He was holding a grudge because
no,
of that?
But he was a guy that, you know, a lot of guys picked on. Don't diss him. But then he got his badge, and he was totally different guy. He was a nice guy and everything, but then he became different. In fact, he had a reputation in that town, you know. Hope he don't pull you over.
Well, where I grew up, you know, you remember that show, The Jersey Shore? It was set
yeah.
in Seaside Heights.
Yeah.
Everyone who went to my school, because that was part mm-hmm. of the school district, it was all the bullies who became cops in Seaside.
yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, come on, man. You're the wrong attitude. You got the wrong guy being a policeman.
Hey, I wanted to welcome in. We are joined by Psychic Ruth Lorden. She is at the Medina tonight, and ruthlorden.com at Psychic Ruth. Chuck Forman is with us.
Hey, Chuck.
How you doing, Ruth?
And I'm doing great.
Long time no. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you guys know each other.
Well,
from the show, yeah.
Show, plus, we know a couple people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, last night I was watching Have and Have Nots, which I'm addicted to.
Me too.
I was watching it with Autry, and we can't wait for next week.
Oh, well, me either. But, you know, have you ever seen the Have
no,
and
what
Have?
Is it?
It's on OWN, Oprah Winfrey Station.
Yeah.
It's. Hey,
great.
Once you look at it, you got to. You can't wait till the next
week. Well, what's it
week.
About, though?
What is it about?
Why don't you go and tell them what it's about? Because it's
is it a reality show?
No, it's not a reality
well,
show.
Well,
it's
some level.
Some level it is, but I mean, anything that can happen in a family does happen.
And anything with police, good
anything
police,
with
bad police, crooked, not, it's good.
Do they
it's
have
Tyler
room?
Perry.
They have room for a bright young comic named Brian Miller?
Hi, Ruth.
Brian's waiting for his money at the.
Yeah, I've been laying in bed waiting for the money. I'm excited.
He should look at the new Tyler Perry one, Too Close to Home.
Oh, what? They're Too Close to Home. I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, it's Tyler Perry takes Have and Have Nots, but sets it in the trailer park in Alabama.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and put on my on demand, and I'm going to check it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Oh, so this... far, there's two of them.
What about
you? You had me at Alabama trailer park.
You had me at Alabama. I think that was redundant.
Oh, no.
I think what you did in the second part. You're wasting words.
Yeah, Miss Clay. There's a woman that has sex with the president of the United States, but he has a heart attack, and she's the affair. It's
Alabama
great.
Or Arkansas you're talking?
Alabama.
Alabama. And then she has to go back there where her crackhead sister is sleeping with her ex-boyfriend, who is, they found the sexiest white hunk that exists, who's always got his shirt off on a motorcycle with
white
long
hump,
hair.
So the Kardashians
it's so stereotypical. It's hysterical.
Now, I wanted to find out. Brian is laid in bed all week, he said, and hasn't the money hasn't been swimming around his bed like he said last week when he was in.
Well, I said it's coming up. I felt bad. I did not get to make it there, but we didn't get out where we were. I didn't get to make it to his
show
performance, and I wanted to. No, it's you're in the bed. It's not coming right away. It's like it's there. The bed is you, and that's what you're doing. And my psyche says, I just came is because you're not doing what you should be doing in bed, which is writing.
He's writing.
Yeah, I'm writing. You know, in fairness, Lewis Lee wrote me a nice check after a headlined Acme, so maybe the flow is starting
it's
now.
Good,
you know,
yeah, you're getting nice stuff, and you need to be writing while you're there.
Yeah.
Writing more.
Well, you're right. You're writing with Gostocki, Economopoulos.
He's not in the bed with me, though. I want to throw that up. He's too tall.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's Greek, so they're probably into that.
All right, Ruth, give us...
Woo!
They invented it.
That message brought to you by the Athens Board of Tourism.
He's an offspring of Spartans.
It was invented by the Turks.
Descendant.
The Turks? It was invented by the Turks, yes. Okay.
All right, your vibe of the day.
The universe is making it easy to get on track and formulate, plus stick to a routine that builds prosperity and health. Now, we know what to do. The missing link is there to grab onto, the motivation, and for some, the know-how. Now, tonight, we can be in the present moment full tilt.
I like it. Ruth, thank you. And you can find Ruth tonight starting at 6 o'clock at the Medina. Also, RuthLorden.com at Psychic Ruth. Ruth, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Let me go around the horn and ask, we'll start with Brian. Where can people find you online? And just Brian Miller with a Y, yep. B-R-Y-A.
BrianMillerComedy.com yep. is my website, and Real Brian Miller with a Y on Twitter. And you can look me up on Facebook. I'm there.
And Kevin Cusick, the Loop, at the Loop now on Twitter, but also you, the
TwinCities.com.
And the Loop appears what days?
Monday through Friday, unless I take a day off.
And then he's a machine.
And then starting next week, we do our NFL picks every Thursday, and it'll be Thursdays in the Pioneer Press on a nicely designed page, and on Twitter.
And Jeff O'Brien, sports and leisure attorney. Now, what's everyone think? He brought in beer from a new brewery or a new
to-be-opened brewery, yeah.
To-be-opened. You guys all seem to like it because I see empty glasses.
That's good.
And what are they going to be called?
Broken Clock Brewing in Minneapolis.
And this is one of your latest clients.
Yep. I like the sample up front so I know I'm working with somebody good. I think.
Have you ever said no to anyone? No. This stuff is swill.
Not yet.
How about the Swill Brewery? Has anyone come up with that one?
No swill as of yet.
All right, and people can also track you down.
Yeah, on Twitter, Jeff O'Brien, or the firm's website is Lohman.com.
And, Chuck, if people want, are you have any signings coming up?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of stuff coming up. But, you know, I got Facebook, but I'm hardly, twice a year.
How should people follow you? So you're on, I know you're on
they
Twitter.
But the thing is, I don't go on there. Like, you know how you guys go on every day? I might go on there once every 6 months.
Well, is there any place you
want more often?
Posting family photos and stuff.
Yeah, you can go to Facebook. All right. Chuck Foreman.
Are they doing any signings for the Vikings' first game against Green Bay? Are you going to be with any?
No, I won't be down. I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to be there.
Well, when you know, let us know because we'll let people know too.
Yeah, I'll let you know, but I don't think I'm going to be there.
You could be one of the 5,000 people wearing Foreman jerseys at that game.
You know, I saw a lot of people with my jersey on.
That's got to be great, right?
The only thing, I ain't getting paid.
You should walk up and say, you know who I am, right? I need $10.
Right. You know, sometimes I when I see people with my jersey on at the game, I say, boy, you got a Chuck Foreman jersey? He said, yeah, I mean, he was a pretty decent guy. I said, he sure is. Now I'm going to sign your jersey for you. And then they look at me like, you're him? I said, yeah, that's me.
They look at you wondering, who do you want to sign my Chuck Foreman jersey?
Oh, yeah, why do I want to sign it?
I always laugh at when you see the obscure jerseys for a guy that was like a Viking for 1 year in the late 80s or something. Or like a Troy Williamson jersey. Yeah. Those are the ones that make me laugh.
Now, that was a draft choice that I couldn't understand. He could run fast, but he couldn't catch a cold.
Well, I want to say I'm very pleased and honored to say that I have a signed Chuck Foreman jersey.
That's right.
I didn't even have to. Chuck was nice enough to give it to me, so we did work on a ticket. And it's my kids were thrilled, you know, to see it because they listened to the show and became fans. They obviously weren't around when he played, but they were thrilled to, you know, to see it because I made sure they know all about him. And Chuck, thank you again. Thank you to Brian.
Guys.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you to Jeff. Thank you, Sam.
Yes,
Sam.
You're quiet today.
I don't feel great.
Well, you look like a million bucks.
And there's so many other people I don't want to dominate.
Okay, Sam. Let's ask you this: who should replace Teddy Bridgewater?
Me.
Okie dokie. Well, now can I tell people where you and your 7-year-old sister will be tomorrow
night?
Sure. Both of them. Is it pregame or during the game?
It is pregame, but it's within like the first 10 minutes of the game.
Sam and Sienna are both dancing at the Vikings game because Sam is part of the Vikings. Yeah. I don't want to get it wrong.
I am a part of the Vikings training program, or Minnesota Vikings cheerleaders training program.
Okay.
And Sienna is part of their youth program.
They're juniors.
Okay. Juniors, so they're both going to be – it's kind of neat that they're both going to be doing the same day. They were practicing at
home
before they
went. Were you out there the other day?
Her mom was.
Okay. Yeah, my mom was.
Your mother was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she was a cheerleader for 9 years.
Oh, really?
She was the first ever – it's kind of the Chuck Foreman of cheerleaders. She was the first ever Pro Bowl cheerleader to represent the Vikings. First year they had it.
Okay.
That's how they met. So they met because my mom was a Vikings
cheerleader. We met in Sweden.
Yeah.
When the Vikings played there in 1988. Yep.
Wow.
So that – and actually, Sam put it up on the page the other day. And it was coincidence. We took a picture the other day when they had this with her best friend and her matron of honor when we got married. The exact same lineup in 1988 in Sweden we took with Mary on my left and Melissa on my right and me in the middle. And the guy from 88 looks a lot better than the guy today, let me tell you.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, the hairdo looked like you were in Wham or something.
Yeah, it was a little different. All right, thank you to everyone. Right. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Kelly in Vegas for joining us and Ruth Lorden. And thank you to everyone listening, and we will talk to you later. I just got to tell you.